6. Porthdiniewaid. Porthdiniewaid, commonly known as Angel Bay, is a sanctuary for the majestic grey seals. These fascinating creatures are a highlight of the bay. Their distinctive Roman noses gave them their Latin name, Halicoerus scripus, meaning hooked-nosed sea pig. They're highly intelligent and skilled hunters, diving deep to catch fish, squid and other prey. Males can grow up to 2.5 metres long and weigh as much as 300 kilograms, while their smaller female counterparts are equally captivating. Late summer and into autumn, the bay becomes a bustling nursery. Expectant mothers haul ashore to give birth to fluffy white pups. These adorable newborns, weaned for just 3 weeks only on milk which is over 50% fat, are soon left to start their own journey. The UK hosts around 40% of the world's grey seal population. Their presence is vital. To ensure these incredible mammals remain undisturbed from damaging stampedes, keep dogs on a lead. Please don't venture down to the beach and enjoy the seals from the top of the cliff. Moroloy Conwy volunteer group dedicate their time and effort to monitoring them. Insights into the seals seen at the bay can be found on the notice board, including details to get involved or how to report disturbance, abandoned pups and sick seals. The headland is also a haven for birds, including choughs, cormorants and fulmars. Watch for choughs soaring around the old quarry and listen for their distinctive high-pitched chew call with their glossy black feathers, bright red legs and curved red bills. Part of the crow family, these intelligent and playful birds are often seen in acrobatic flight, swooping and diving along the cliffs. Caves and old quarry crevices make ideal breeding habitat. However, choughs became a species of conservation concern in the 20th century. Conservationists have worked hard to restore and traditionally maintain the short coastal grasslands they need for food rich in insects and grubs. Cormorants are often seen perched gracefully on rocks, with their wings stretched out to soak up the sun's warmth after a successful dive. The Little Orme is home to one of the largest breeding populations in the UK. Truly remarkable fishes, catching prey with their long hook-tipped bills while swimming underwater. With the interpretation panel behind you, continue ahead to join the meandering gravel path until you reach a small Wales Coast Path waymark post. Here, storyteller Andy Harrop-Smith shares the tale and local legend of Mermaids of the Bay.